There's been another dust-up in Wicomico County. This time, the Wicomico County Public Library Executive Director, Ashley Teagle, has handed in her resignation. She told the council that the issues are not just about funding, but also about trust and transparency. Greg Bassett is editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent.
It all stems from a program that was floated as an idea out of the Pittsville Library that would have featured some drag queens acting out stories and reading to youngsters. And it's a program that's kind of popular across the nation, but it just probably wouldn't have fit very well in Pittsville. So that raised a lot of attention for the library system, the idea of having it in Pittsville. The event was never scheduled, but it was one of those firestorm controversies that kind of took off. And a lot of mean things were said during that time. It was like, well, what in the world are they thinking at the library? What's going on over there? The library has always been sort of the redheaded stepchild of the county government system. They are managed by a board of trustees who hires the library director. The county gives a lump sum payment to the library every year. This current year, it's about $1.5, $1.6 million. They pay for some capital expenses as well. And then really it's up to the library board and the library director to run things at the library.
What was the relationship like then between the library on the one hand and county officials on the other?
There was not very great communication between Ashley Teagle and the county council, the county executive. I noticed just from watching the meetings, whenever she came to speak on behalf of the library, just coincidentally, the timing was always really bad. I know one night they had heard 20 or 30 people get up and talk about the Second Amendment sanctuary bill. And in the middle of all that, Ms. Teagle got up and wanted to talk about the library budget. And it's just like, okay, we are completely, in the weeds of this other issue right now. It's not the right time to ask for more money for the library. And the people at the library actually considered that to be sort of a slight. Mr. Culver treated the library with some bewilderment when he was in a jam early in his term to find storage for the voting machines. They were transferring to a new facility that the county was going to build, and his idea was to store them in the entrepreneurial center at the library. So there was great resentment that he just sort of treated the library as just another county building.
Have there been problems with the council in general, or has it been with particular council members?
Well, what happens with council members, and this is one reason we have the county executive form of government, it's happened for years. A council member will be out in the public, and someone in the public will say to them, they'll ask a question about some operational situation, or it'll be some anecdotal thing where a constituent was treated, perhaps poorly by county government. And what happens is the council member, rather than perhaps consulting the county executive or dealing directly with the department head, which is really discouraged, will sort of call them out in a meeting. And it ends up being this conflict that's really awkward. Now, from the council member's point of view, they're on the spot. So they have to say to their constituents, yeah, I don't know what's going on. No one's told me anything. I haven't heard. They want to take action. They want to be decisive. So it ends up creating some bad will between everybody. In fact, in this last situation, one of the things that Ms. Teagle had a problem with was that Councilwoman Nicole Ackley made this demand, I wanted to see your budget. And she was questioning what was being done with some grants that had been given to the library. Well, the budget's available online. You don't have to be in a public meeting and demand to see the budget. It kind of creates a controversy there. And then some harsh words get said or things are said incorrectly, and that just adds to the drama.
In our second segment, we talk with Bassett about other concerns that she had and the recent conflicts within the county government. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.